Okay, John. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to fire away if you're ready to go.
Sure, go ahead.
Cool. So the president this morning again floated on Twitter the possibility of using the Supreme Court to decide this election. How realistic is that, really?
I'm afraid it's not very realistic at this stage. I've done the voter observation on votes being cast, and there were problems with people being excluded. It's quite possible that observers, if they'd been allowed to view another 100,000 votes, might have thrown out 1,000. I just don't think the margins are close enough, or the case he's making is there that he could overturn the margins he's facing in Pennsylvania and Michigan. So I'm glad he's shining a spotlight on these illicit practices of keeping people out. I just don't see the numbers there or the case that the court would really seriously consider throwing ballots out, you know, that would make a difference.
You mentioned that if they had been able to view 100,000 votes, they might throw out 1,000 of them. Is that the totality nationwide, 1,000, or is that in one particular state? I mean, where do you get that number from?
Yeah, from having done observation, you can get kind of up to 1%. You can find or on your list of people who've moved, or you notice they haven't signed their mail-in ballot. So generally what I found is we could throw out about 1 in 100. I'm just talking about the places in Philadelphia and Detroit where they were not allowed to observe. You know, you could, because most places they were, almost like all of Georgia, they were observed. You really had nothing to throw out there. So in those two states, you could make the case that there were several places we could not observe. We believe there were illicit votes cast. Here are some names. But it's just too late. Unfortunately, at this stage, those ballots have been run through a machine. They're not still attached to the envelope. You don't know who each ballot came from. You can't say this ballot was a Biden ballot. So it's just the genie's out of the bottle, I'm afraid. But it would just be the, I'm just saying, maybe biggest case, there were 100,000 ballots they weren't allowed to look at in several Philadelphia precincts. It just doesn't add up enough, unfortunately, for him.
You've been a part of a winning campaign and a losing campaign. You were part of the Bush campaign, and then you were also part of the Romney campaign. Take us inside of the White House right now. Are they keeping hope alive? Are they preparing a concession speech? What's going on inside the four walls of the White House right now?
I think, you know, they're ready to fight for long term to expose some bad practices. I think Georgia slipping last night, even though there'll certainly be a recount, probably put some people in the White House into the mode of we can't win now. We can't sue the state of Georgia with Republican leadership. It's just my guess. I mean, I know some of those people, but I certainly haven't asked them. But of course, all that matters is what the guy at the top wants. So even if a bunch of the staff decides, okay, with Georgia going down, we really don't have a path. You know, if the president wants to keep trying, and hey, the White House is on the line, you know, they certainly should turn over every rock. You know, sounds like he's ready to fight this out for a while. I'm not sure the whole team would really agree with him, but I mean, they're going to go along with him, obviously.
If he were to take this to the Supreme Court, as he's been saying, I'm going to come back to that question. And, you know, how would they go about overturning ballots, or is that even a possibility at all?
Yeah. You really have to stop them from being run through the machine, and that's why you're down to so few right now. I mean, if today he went to the Supreme Court and they said, we're going to stop the counting in Pennsylvania, have observers come in, look at every ballot. I mean, that's the kind of thing you could conceivably do if there were a legal angle. I just don't think so because they've already now granted access. So I just don't see the path. Right now what you got is a bunch of ballots sitting in a stack that have run through the machine that aren't connected to a voter anymore for privacy. So I just don't see the path in this one on, you know, how you get into the hanging chad situation like we had. You know, that was an actual angle back in Florida where the Gore campaign at least had an angle they were fighting us on. I just don't see what the path is here. And I'm just worried conservatives will misunderstand and feel like the Supreme Court betrayed them if they just say, look, there's just not anything here. That's the court just going to look at the facts and whether or not they could change the election. And I'm afraid the horse is out of the barn at this point.
So last question then, I'm going to stick with that. If observers were to come in and view the counting and the Supreme Court were to somehow take up the case today and rule, hey, the counting has to stop until some observers come in, and you said taking it off of the machine. So would it be a hand manual count then at that point?
No, the only difference would be in the way things have evolved, that the observers would now be sitting at the table and watching each of the ballots still to be cast. The problem is Trump already won that part of the case. He did get a win yesterday where they had to allow observers in. That's what slowed down the Pennsylvania numbers coming in for a little while. So he's kind of already won on that. So there's really nothing left. You know, at this point, most of the things are through. I mean, maybe they stop another, you know, maybe they stop 500 ballots since that order, but I just don't see anything that's already in the machine being thrown out, that's been run through. It's just really tough math for them right now.